Pseudo-Philo. In the beginning of the world, Adam became the father of three sons and one daughter, Cain, Noabah, Abel, and Seth. And after he became the father of Seth, Adam lived 700 years, and he became the father of 12 sons and 8 daughters. And these are the names of the males: Eliziel, Suris, Elamiel, Brabal, Naat, Zarama, Zasam, Maathal, and Anath. And these are his daughters: Phua, Lektas, Arebika, Sifa, Titia, Saba, Asin. And Seth lived 105 years and became the father of Enosh. And after he became the father of Enosh, Seth lived 707 years and became the father of 3 sons and 2 daughters. And these are the names of his sons: Elida, Phona, and Martha, and of his daughters, Malida and Thila. And Enosh lived 180 years and became the father of Kenan. And after he became the father of Kenan, Enosh lived 715 years and became the father of 2 sons and a daughter. And these are the names of his sons: Phoe and Thaal, and of his daughter, Katanath. And Kenan lived 170 years and became the father of Mahalalel. And after he became the father of Mahalalel, Kenan lived 730 years and became the father of 3 sons and 2 daughters. And these are the names of the males: Athak, Soser, Lopha, and the names of the daughters: Anna and Leva. And Mahalalel lived 165 years and fathered Jared. And after he fathered Jared, Mahalalel lived 730 years and became the father of 7 sons and 5 daughters. And these are the names of the males: Lita, Mata, Kechar, Melei, Suriel, Lodo, Otim. And these are the names of his daughters: Ada and Noah, Ebal, Mada, Selah. And Jared lived 162 years and became the father of Enoch. And after he became the father of Enoch, Jared lived 800 years and became the father of 4 sons and 2 daughters. And these are the names of the males: Lead, Anak, Soboach, and Iatar. And of the daughters, Tetzoko, Lese. And Enoch lived 165 years and became the father of Methuselah. And after he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch lived 200 years and became the father of the 5 sons and 3 daughters. Now Enoch pleased God in that time, and he was not found to be found, for God took him away. Now the names of his sons: Anaz, Zeum, Akuan, Feledi, Elith, and of his daughters, Thiz, Lephith, and Leoph. And Methuselah lived 187 years and became the father of Lamech. And after he became the father of Lamech, Methuselah lived 782 years and became the father of 2 sons and 2 daughters. And these are the names of the males: Enob and Rapho, and of the daughters, Aluma and Amuga. And Lamech lived 182 years and became the father of a son, and called him after his birth Noah, saying, "This one will give rest to us and to the earth, and from those who dwell on it, on account of the wickedness of whose evil deeds the earth will be visited." And after he fathered Noah, Lamech lived 585 years. And Noah lived 300 years and became the father of 3 sons: Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now Cain dwelt in the land of trembling, as God had appointed for him after he had killed Abel his brother. And the name of his wife was Themech. And Cain knew Themech his wife, and she conceived and bore Enoch. Now Cain was 15 years old when he did these things, and from that time he began to build cities until he had founded 7 cities. And these are the names of the cities: the name of the first city, corresponding to the name of his son Enoch, and the name of the second city, Mauli, and of the third, Laed, and of the fourth, Teze, and the name of the fifth, Aieska, and the name of the sixth, Seleth, and the name of the seventh, Yebat. And after he became the father of Enoch, Cain lived 715 years and became the father of 3 sons and 2 daughters. And these are the names of his sons: Olad, Lizaph, Phosal, and of his daughters, Sitha and Maat. And all the days of Cain were 730 years, and he died. Then Enoch took a wife from the daughters of Seth, and she bore near him Siram and Caut,
and Madab. Now Siram became the father of Methusael, and Methusael became the father of Lamech. Now Lamech took for himself two wives. The name of the one was Adah, and the name of the other, Zillah. And Adah bore Jobab, and he was the father of all those dwelling in tents and feeding cattle. And again she bore him Jobal, who was the first to teach all kinds of musical instruments. In that time, when those inhabiting the earth began to do evil deeds, each one with his neighbor's wife, and they defiled them, God was angry, and he began to play with the lyre and the lute and every instrument of sweet song, and to corrupt the earth. Now Zillah bore Tubal, and Mizah, and Thephah, and this is the Tubal who showed men techniques in using lead and tin and iron and bronze and silver and gold. And then those inhabiting the earth began to make statues and to adore them. Now Lamech said to both his wives, Adah and Zillah, "Hear my voice, wives of Lamech, and pay attention to my remark, for I have destroyed men on my own account and snatched sucklings from the breasts in order to show my sons and those inhabiting the earth how to do evil deeds. And now Cain will be avenged 7 times, but Lamech 77 times. And it happened when men began to multiply upon the earth, beautiful daughters were born to them. And the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were very fair, and took for themselves wives from all whom they chose. And God said, "My spirit shall not judge those men forever, because they are flesh, but their years shall be 120. For them he set the limits of life, but the crimes done by their hands did not cease. And God saw that among all those inhabiting the earth, wicked deeds had reached their full measure. And because they were plotting evil all their days, he said, "I will blot out man and all the things that grow on the earth, for I am sorry that I have made him." Yet Noah found favor and mercy before the Lord, and these are his generations. Noah, who was a righteous man and blameless in his generation, pleased the Lord. To him God said, "The time set for all men dwelling upon the earth has arrived, for their deeds are wicked. And now make for yourself an ark from cedar wood, and this is how you shall make it. Its length shall be 300 cubits, and its width 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits. And you will enter the ark, and you and your wife and your sons, and the wives of your sons with you, and I will establish my covenant with you, to destroy all those inhabiting the earth. Now of the clean animals and of the clean birds of the heaven, you will take 7 males and 7 females, so that their seed can live upon the earth. But of the unclean animals and birds you will take for yourself 2 males and 2 females. Also you will take food for yourself and for them." And Noah did what God commanded him, and he entered the ark, he and all his sons with him. And it happened after 7 days that the water of the flood began to fall upon the earth. And on that day were opened all the deeps of the great spring and the floodgates of the heavens. And there was rain upon the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. Now it was then the 1652nd year from the time when God made heaven and earth, in which the earth, along with those inhabiting it, was destroyed on account of the wickedness of their deeds. And the deluge continued on the earth for 150 days. Only Noah and those who were with him in the ark survived. And when God remembered Noah, he made the water subside. And it happened on the 90th day that God dried up the earth and said to Noah, "Go forth from the ark, you and all who are with you, and increase and multiply upon the earth." And Noah went forth from the ark, he and his sons, and the wives of his sons, and brought out all the beasts and reptiles and birds and cattle with him, as God commanded him. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord, and took some of the clean cattle and clean birds, and offered burnt offerings upon the altar, and it was accepted by the Lord like a restful scent. And God said, "I will never again curse the earth on man's account, for the tendency of a man's heart is foolish from his youth, and so I will never destroy all the living creatures at one time as I have done. But when those inhabiting the earth sin, I will judge them by famine, or by the sword, or by fire, or by death. And there will be earthquakes, and they will be scattered to uninhabited places. But no more will I destroy the earth by the water of the flood. And in all the days of the earth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, spring and fall will not cease day and night, until I remember those who inhabit the earth, until the appointed times are fulfilled. But when the years appointed for the world have been fulfilled, then the light will cease and darkness will fade away. And I will bring the dead to life, and raise up those who are sleeping from the earth. And hell will pay back its debt, and the place of perdition will return its deposit, so that I may render to each according to his works, and according to the fruits of his own devices, until I judge between soul and flesh. And the world will cease, and death will be abolished, and hell will shut its mouth, and the earth will not be without progeny, or sterile for those inhabiting it. And no one who has been pardoned by me will be tainted, and there will be another earth, and another heaven, an everlasting dwelling place. And the Lord spoke again to Noah and to his sons, saying, Behold, I will establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you, and no more will I destroy the earth by water of a flood, and everything that moves and lives will be for you food. But meat with its lifeblood you may not eat, for whoever will shed the blood of a man, his own blood will be shed, because man was made after the image of God. But you increase and multiply and fill the earth like a school of fish multiplying in the waves. And God said, This is the covenant that I have established between me and you. And it will happen that when I cover the heaven with clouds, my bow will appear in the clouds, and it will be a memorial of the covenant between me and you and all those inhabiting the earth. And the sons of Noah who went forth from the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The sons of Japheth, Gomer, Magog, Hamadai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, Tidash, Ashkenaz, Rephath, and Togarma, Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, Dodanim, and the sons of Gomer, Thelez, Lut, Deberleth, and the sons of Magog, Kese, and Tifa, Faruta, Amael, Thimie, Goloza, Samanak, and the sons of Javan, Salus, Felukta, Falita, and the sons of Tubal, Phanata, Nova, and Eva, and the sons of Meshech, Amboradat, Urak, Mosara, and the sons of Tidas, Maak, Tabel, Balana, Samplemaak, Elaz, and the sons of Ashkenaz, Jubal, Zaradana, Anak, and the sons of Ripha, Doad, Defad, Zead, Enoch, and the sons of Togarma, Ebiuth, Safat, Asapli, Zephir, and the sons of Elisha, Zaak, Zenes, Mastisa, Rida, and the sons of Tarshish, Mekul, Loan, Zelatabak, and the sons of Kittim, Machzael, Temna, Aila, Phinon, and the sons of Dodanim, Ether, Beath, Phinet. And these were the ones who were scattered abroad and dwelt on the earth among the Persians and Medes, and in the islands that are in the sea. And Phinet, the son of Dodanim, went up and ordered that seafaring ships be built. And then a third part of the earth was divided up. Gomer and his sons received Lodek, Magog and his sons received Digal, Madai and his sons received Besto, Javan and his sons received Se'el, Tubal and his sons received Fe'ed, Meshech and his sons received Nephthi, Tidas and his sons received Duodenin, Ashkenaz and his sons received Goda, Ripta and his sons received Bosora, Togarma and his sons received Phut, Elisha and his sons received Tabola, Tarshish and his sons received Marakam, Kittim and his sons received Tha'an, Dodanim and his sons received Karuba. And then they began to work the land and to sow upon it. And when the land was dry, its inhabitants cried out to the Lord, and he heard them and gave rain in abundance. And it happened that when the rain descended upon the earth, the bow appeared in the cloud, and those inhabiting the earth saw this memorial of the covenant and fell upon their faces and made sacrifices and offered burnt offerings to the Lord. Now the sons of Ham, Cush and Egypt, and Put and Canaan, and these are the sons of Cush, Seba and Havilah, Sabta, Raama and Sabteca, and the sons of Raama, Sheba and Dedan, and the sons of Put, Zeliu, Teluk, Geluk, Lefuk, and the sons of Canaan, Sidon, Aindain, Rasin, Simin, Uduin, Nemigin, Amathin, Nephin, Tilas, Elat, Cusin. Now Cush became the father of Nimrod, and he began to be arrogant before the Lord. Now Egypt became the father of Ludim, and Anamim, and Lehabim, and Latuim, and Parthusim, and Kalshuim, whence came the Philistines, and the Cappadocians. And they began to build cities, and these are the cities that they built: Sidon and its surroundings, that is, Resun, Baal Somosa, Gerar, Ashkelon, Dibirakamo, Telun, Lachish, Sodom, and Gomorrah, Adma, and Zeboim. And the sons of Shem: Elam, Ashur, Arpaxad, Lut, and Aram. And the sons of Aram: Uz, Hul, Gether, and Mash. Now Arpaxad became the father of Shelah. Shelah became the father of Eber. And to Eber were born two sons. And the name of one was Peleg, for in his days the earth was divided. And the name of his brother was Joktan. Joktan became the father of Almodad, and Shelah, Hazarmaveth, Jera, Hadoram, Uzal, Dikla, Obal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. And the sons of Peleg: Reu, Refuth, Zepharam, Akulan, Sakar, Siphaz, Nabi, Suri, Sekuir, Phalakos, Rapho, Phaltia, Zaldepal, Zabis, and Ariman, Heliphaz. These are the sons of Peleg, and these are their names. And they took wives for themselves from the daughters of Joktan, and became fathers of sons and daughters, and filled the earth. Now Reu took as his wife Milcah, the daughter of Ruth, and she bore to him Serug. And when the day of his delivery came, she said, "From him there will be born in the fourth generation one who will be dwelling on high, and he will be called perfect and blameless, and he will be the father of nations, and his covenant will not be broken, and his seed will be multiplied forever." And after he became the father of Serug, Reu lived 119 years and became the father of 7 sons and 5 daughters. And these are the names of his sons: Abael, Obti, Salma, Dedasal, Zeneza, Akur, Nephes. And these are the names of his daughters: Sedima, Derisa, Seifa, Ferita, Theila. And Serug lived 29 years and became the father of Nahor. And after he became the father of Nahor, Serug lived 67 years and became the father of 4 sons and 3 daughters. And these are the names of the sons: Zillah, Zobah, Dikah, and Phodeh. And these are his daughters: Tephilah, Odah, Salifa. And Nahor lived 34 years and became the father of Terah. And after he became the father of Terah, Nahor lived 200 years and became the father of 8 sons and 5 daughters. And these are the names of the males: Rechab, Dadiab, Berechab, Yosak, Sithal, Misab, Nadab, Kamoel, and his daughters: Eska, Tifa, Bruna, Sene, Eta. And Terah lived 70 years and became the father of Abram, and Nahor, and Haran. Now Haran became the father of Lot. Then those who inhabited the earth began to observe the stars, and started to reckon by them, and to make predictions, and to have their sons and daughters pass through the fire. But Serug and his sons did not act as these did. And these are the generations of Noah according to their tribes and languages, from which the nations were portioned out of the earth after the flood. Then the sons of Ham came and made Nimrod their leader, and the sons of Japheth appointed Phenech their chief, and the sons of Shem came together and made Joktan their leader. And when these three came together, they decided to have the people related to them passed in review and to number them. And while Noah was still alive, all gathered together in one place and lived in one accord. And the earth was at peace. Now in the 340th year after Noah's exit from the ark, after God dried up the flood, the leaders numbered their people, and Phenech had the sons of Japheth pass in review. the sons of Gomer, all passing by under their captain's staffs, were 5,800 in number. Now of the sons of Magog, all the passing under their captain's staffs, the number was 6,200. Now the sons of Madai, all passing by under their captain's staffs, were 5,700 in number. Now the sons of Tubal, all passing by under their captain's staffs, were 9,400 in number. And the sons of Meshech, all passing by under their captain's staffs, were 5,600 in number. But the sons of Tidos, all passing by under their captain's staffs, were 12,300 in number. And the sons of Riphath, those passing by under their captain's staffs, were 11,500 in number. But the sons of Togarma, passing by under their captain's staffs, were 14,400 by number. Now the sons of Elisha, passing by under their captain's staffs, were 14,900 in number. Now the sons of Tarshish, all passing by under their captain's staffs, were 12,100 in number. Now the sons of Kittim, all passing by under their captain's staffs, were 17,300 in number. But the sons of Dodanim, passing by under their captain's staffs, were 17,700 in number. And the total of the camps of the sons of Japheth, and all the men of Mike, and all equipped with arms for battle before their leaders, was 142,200, apart from women and children. In the review of Japheth, the total number was 142,000. And Nimrod himself, a son of Ham, had all the sons of Ham pass in review. The sons of Egypt, all passing under their captain's staffs, were found to be 24,800 in number. The sons of Put, all passing by under their captain's staffs, were 27,700 in number. And the sons of Canaan, all passing by under their captain's staffs, were found to be 32,800 in number. But the sons of Seba, all passing by under their captain's staffs, were found to be 4,300 in number. And the sons of Havilah, all passing by under their captain's staffs, were found to be 24,300 in number. But the sons of Sapta, all passing by under their captain's staffs, were found to be 25,300 in number. And the sons of Rama, all passing by under their captain's staffs, were found to be 30,600 in number. But the sons of Sapteka, all passing by under their captain's staffs, were found to be 46,400 in number. And the total of the camps of the sons of Ham, all men of might and equipped with battle gear before their leaders, were 244,900. Apart from women and children. And Joktan, the son of Shem, had the sons of Shem pass in review, and the sons of Elam, all passing by under their captain's staffs, were 37,000 in number. Now the sons of Ashur, all passing by under their captain's staffs, were found to be 78,000 in number, and the sons of Aram, all passing by under their captain's staffs, were found to be 87,400 in number. But the sons of Lud, all passing by under their captain's staffs, were found to be 30,600 in number. Now the sons of Arpaksad, all passing by under their captain's staffs, were 114,600 in number. The total number of all of them was 347,600. This was the total of the camps of the sons of Shem. All were distinguished in courage and military discipline before their captains, besides women and children. And these are the generations of Noah taken separately, whose total number altogether was 914,100. And all these were examined while Noah was still alive. And Noah lived 350 years after the flood, and all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died. Then all those who had been separated and were inhabiting the earth gathered and dwelt together, and migrating from the east, they found a plain in the land of Babylon. And settling there, each one said to his neighbor, "Behold, it will happen that we will be scattered, every man from his brother, and in the last days we will be fighting one another. Now come, let us build for ourselves a tower, whose top will reach the heavens, and we will make a name for ourselves, and glory upon the earth." And they said each to his neighbor, "Let us take bricks, and let us each write of our names on the bricks, and burn them with fire. And whatever will be burned through and through will be used for mortar and brick." And they took their bricks, all of them except 12 men who would not take them. And these are their names: Abram, Nahor, Lot, Ruge, Tenute, Zaba, Armodat, Jobab, Esar, Abimahel, Saba, Aufim. And the people of that land laid hold of them and brought them to their chiefs and said, "And these are the men who have gone against our plans and would not walk in our ways." And the leaders said to them, "Why were each of you not willing to cast in bricks along with the people of the land?" And those men answered, saying, "We are not casting in bricks, nor are we joining in your scheme. We know the one Lord, and him we worship. Even if you throw us into the fire with your bricks, we will not join you." And the leaders were angered and said, "As they have spoken, so do to them. And unless they take part with us in throwing in the bricks, you will have the fire devour them along with your bricks." And Joktan, who was the chief of the leaders, answered, "No, but let them be given a period of 7 days, and if they repent of their evil plans and are willing to cast in bricks with you, they may live. If not, let it be done, and let them be burned then in accordance with your judgment." He, however, sought how he might save them from the hands of the people, because he was of their tribe and served God. When this was said, he took them and locked them in the royal household. And when it was evening, the leader commanded that 50 men be summoned to him, and he said to them, "Go forth, and tonight take those men who are locked in my house, and put supplies for them from my household on 10 beasts of burden, and bring those men to me, and bring their supplies along with the beasts of burden to the mountains, and take care of them there. And know that if anyone learns what I have said to you, I will burn you in the fire." And the men went forth and did everything that their chief commanded them. And they brought the men to his house by night, and they took their supplies and put them on the beasts of burden and led them into the mountains as he had commanded them. And the chief summoned to himself those 12 men and said to them, "Be confident and do not fear, for you will not die. For the God in whom you trust is powerful, and therefore be steadfast in him, because he will free you and save you. And behold, now I have commanded 50 men who have brought you out here. Supplies have already been taken from my household, and they have gone forth into the mountains and are waiting for you in the valley. And I will give you another 50 men who will escort you there. And go, hide yourselves there in the valley, and you will have drinking water that flows from the rocks. And stay there for 30 days, until the hatred of this people of this land subsides, and until God sends his wrath upon them and destroys them. For I know that the evil plan which they have agreed to carry out will not stand, because their plot is foolish. And when 7 days have passed, and they seek you out, I will say to them, 'The door of the jail in which they were locked up was broken down, and they went out and escaped by night, and I have sent 100 men to search after them.' And I will distract them from the anger that is upon them." And 11 of the men answered him and said, "Your servants have found favor in your eyes, because we are rescued from the hands of these arrogant men." But Abram alone was silent, and the leader said to them, "Why do you not answer me, Abram, servant of God?" Abram answered and said, "Behold, today I flee to the mountains, and if I escape the fire, wild beasts will come out of the mountains and devour us, or we will lack food and die of famine, and we will be found fleeing from the people of this land, but falling in our sins. And now, as he in whom I trust lives, I will not be moved from my place where they have put me. If there be any sin of mine so flagrant that I should be burnt up, let the will of God be done." And the leader said to him, "May your blood be upon your own head, if you are not willing to go forth with these men. Now, if you are willing to do so, you will be freed. But if you wish to stay, stay as you wish." And Abram said, "I will not go forth, but I will stay here." And the leader took those 11 men and sent another 50 with them and commanded them, saying, "You also wait in the mountains for 15 days with those 50 who were sent on ahead, and afterward come back and say, 'We have not found them, as I told the former group.' And know that if anyone disregards any of these words that I have spoken to you, he will be burned in the fire." And the men went forth, and he took Abram by himself and locked him up again where he had been confined. And after 7 days had passed, the people gathered together and said to their leader, "Give us back the men who were unwilling to join in our plan, and we will burn them in the fire." And they sent the leaders to bring them out, and they found no one but Abram. And they gathered together with their leaders and said, "The men whom you locked up have fled. They have evaded our scheme." And Phenech and Nimrod said to Joktan, "Where are the men whom you locked up?" But that man said, "They have broken out by night, but I have sent 100 men to search for them, and commanded them that if they find them, not only should they burn them in the fire, but also give their corpses to the birds of the heavens, and so let them destroy them." Then arose those men and said,
"This fellow who alone has been found, we will burn him." And they took Abram and brought him to their leaders. And they said to him, "Where are those who were with you?" And he said, "I was sleeping during the night. When I awoke, I did not find them." And they took him and built a furnace and lit it. And they threw bricks burnt with fire into the furnace. And then their leader, Joktan, with great emotion took Abram and threw him in along with the bricks into the fiery furnace. But God caused a great earthquake, and the fire gushing out of the furnace leapt forth in flames and sparks of flame, and it burnt all those standing around inside of the furnace. And all those who were burnt in that day were 83,500. But there was not the least injury to Abram from the burning of the fire. And Abram came up out of the furnace, and the fiery furnace collapsed. And Abram was saved and went away to the 11 men who were hidden in the mountains. And he reported to them everything that had happened to him. And they came down with him from the mountains, rejoicing in the name of the Lord. And no one who met them frightened them that day. And they named that place by the name of Abram, in the language of the Chaldeans, Deli, which means God. And it happened after these events that the people of the land were not turned from their malicious plottings. And they came together again to their leaders and said, "The people will not be defeated forever. And now we will come together and build ourselves a city and a tower that will never be taken away." And when they had begun to build, God saw the city and the tower, and that the sons of men were building. And he said, "Behold, they are one people and have one language for all. But what they have begun to make, neither the earth will put up with it, nor will the heavens bear to behold it. And if they are not stopped now, they will be daring in all the things that they propose to do. And behold, now I will divide up their languages and scatter them in all regions, so that a man will not understand his own brother, and no one will hear the language of his neighbor. And I will banish them to the cliffs, and they will build for themselves huts with stalks of straw, and dig caves for themselves, and live there like the beasts of the field. And thus they will remain before me all the time, so that they will never make such plots again. And I will consider them like a drop of water, and liken them to spittle. And to some the end will come by water, but others will be dried up with thirst. And before all these I will choose my servant Abram, and I will bring him out from their land, and will bring him into the land upon which my eye has looked on from of old, when all those inhabiting the earth sinned in my sight, and I brought the water out of the flood, and I did not destroy it, but preserved that land. For neither did the springs of my wrath burst forth in it, nor did my water of destruction descend on it. For there I will have my servant Abram dwell, and will establish my covenant with him, and will bless his seed, and be Lord for him as God forever. Now when the people inhabiting the land had begun to construct a tower, God divided up their languages and changed their appearances. And a man did not recognize his own brother, and no one heard the language of his neighbor. And so it happened that when the builders would order their assistants to bring bricks, those would bring water. And if they demanded water, those would bring straw. And so their plan was frustrated, and they stopped building the city, and the Lord scattered them from over the face of all the earth. And therefore the name of that place was called Confusion, because there God confused their languages, and from there he scattered them over the face of all the earth. Now Abram went forth from there, and dwelt in the land of Canaan, and took with him Lot his nephew, and Sarai his wife. And since Sarai was sterile and had not conceived, then Abraham took Hagar his maid, and she bore him Ishmael. Now Ishmael became the father of 12 sons. Then Lot separated from Adam and dwelt in Sodom. But Abram lived in the land of Canaan, and the men of Sodom were very wicked men and great sinners. And God appeared to Abram, saying, "To your seed I will give this land, and your name will be called Abraham, and Sarai your wife will be called Sarah. And I will give to you from her an everlasting seed, and I will establish my covenant with you." And Abraham knew Sarah his wife, and she conceived and bore Isaac. Now Isaac took for himself a wife from Mesopotamia, the daughter of Bethuel, who conceived and bore to him Esau and Jacob. Now Esau took for himself as wives Judith, the daughter of Beeri, and Basemath, the daughter of Elon, and Aholibamah, the daughter of Anah, and Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael. And Adah bore him Eliphaz. And the sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omar, Zepho, Gatam, Kenaz, Amalek. And Judith bore Tenasis,
Irubimas, Basemath, bore Reuel, and the sons of Reuel, Nahath, Zerah, Shama, Mitzah, and Oholibama, bore Uz, Lauam, Korah. Mahalath bore Tenedte, Phinatalah. Now Jacob took for himself his wives and daughters of Laban the Syrian, Leah and Rachel, and two concubines, Bilhah and Zilpah. And Leah bore to him Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Dinah, their sister. Now Rachel bore forth Joseph and Benjamin. Bilhah bore Dan and Naphtali, and Zilpah bore Gad and Asher. These are the 12 sons of Jacob, and one daughter. And Jacob dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hurite, raped Dinah, his daughter, and humiliated her. And the sons of Jacob, Simeon and Levi, went in and killed the whole city of them by the sword. And they took their sister Dinah and went away from there. And afterward Job took her as a wife, and fathered from her 14 sons and 6 daughters, that is, 7 sons and 3 daughters, before he was struck down with suffering. And afterward 7 sons and 3 daughters when he was healed. And these are their names: Eliphach, Ermoe, Diasat, Phileas, Diphar, Zelud, Telan, and his daughters, Meru, Litaz, Zeli. And such has been the names of the former, so were those of the latter. Now Jacob and his 12 sons lived in the land of Canaan, and these hated their brother Joseph, whom they delivered into Egypt to Potiphar, the chief of Pharaoh's cooks. And he spent 14 years with him. And afterwards the king of Egypt had a dream, and they told him about Joseph, and he explained to him the dreams. And after he explained to him the dreams, Pharaoh made him chief over all the land of Egypt. At that time there was a famine over all the land, as Joseph had discerned. And his brothers went down to buy food in Egypt, because only in Egypt was there food. And Joseph recognized his brothers, but was not known by them. And he did not deal vengefully with them. And he sent and summoned his father from the land of Canaan, and he went down to him. And these are the names of the sons of Israel who went down to Egypt with Jacob, each with his own household. The sons of Reuben: Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. Now the sons of Simeon: Namuel, and Jamin, and Ohad, and Jachin, and Shaul, the son of the Canaanite woman. Now the sons of Levi: Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The sons of Judah: Er and Onan, Shelah, Perez, and Zerah. Now the sons of Issachar: Tola, and Puva, Job, and Shimron. Now the sons of Zebulun: Sered, Olan, and Jalel. And Dinah their sister bore 14 sons and 6 daughters. And these are the generations of the sons that Leah bore to Jacob, all the sons and daughters being 72. Now the sons of Dan: Hushim. The sons of Naphtali: Betaal, Neumu, Surem, Opti, Sarael. And these are the generations of Bilhah that she bore to Jacob. The total was 8. But the sons of Gad: Sereel, Suad, Visui, Mophar, and Sar, their sister, the daughter of Seribiel, Melchiel. These are the generations of Zilpah, the woman of Jacob, that she bore to him. And all the sons and daughters were 10 in number. And the sons of Joseph: Ephraim and Manasseh. But Benjamin fathered Bela, Ashbel, Nanubal, Abokmephek, Utimduas. And these are the persons whom Rachel bore to Jacob, 14. And they went down into Egypt and dwelt there 210 years. And after Joseph's passing away, the sons of Israel multiplied and increased greatly. And another king who did not know Joseph arose in Egypt, and he said to his people, "Behold, that people has multiplied more than we have. Come, let us make a plan against them so that they will not multiply more." And the king of Egypt ordered all his people, saying, "Every son that is born to the Hebrews throw into the river, but let their females live." And the Egyptians answered their king, saying, "Let us kill their males, and we will keep their females, so that we may give them to our slaves as wives. And whoever is born from them will be a slave and will serve us."
And this is what seemed wicked before the Lord. Then the elders of the people gathered the people together in mourning, and they mourned and groaned, saying, "The wombs of our wives have suffered miscarriage. Our fruit is delivered to our enemies, and now we are lost. And let us set up rules for ourselves, that a man should not approach his wife, lest the fruit of their wombs be defiled, and our offspring serve idols. For it is better to die without sons until we know what God may do." And Amram answered and said, "It will sooner happen that this age will be ended forever, or the world will sink into the immeasurable deep, or the heart of the abyss will touch the stars, than that the race of the sons of Israel will be ended. And there will be fulfilled the covenant that God established with Abraham when he said, 'Indeed, your sons will dwell in a land not their own, and will be brought into bondage and afflicted 400 years. And behold, from the time when the word of God that he spoke to Abraham was spoken, there are 350 years. From the time when we became slaves in Egypt, there were 130 years. Now therefore, I will not abide by what you decree, but I will go in and take my wife and produce sons, so that we may be made many on the earth. For God will not abide in his anger, nor will he forget his people forever, nor will he cast forth the race of Israel in vain upon the earth. Nor did he establish a covenant with our fathers in vain. And even when we did not yet exist, God spoke about these matters. Now therefore, I will go and take my wife, and I will not consent to the command of the king. And if it is right in your eyes, let us act all in this way. For when our wives conceive, they will not be recognized as pregnant until 3 months have passed, as also our mother Tamar did. For her intent was not fornication, but being unwilling to separate from the sons of Israel, she reflected and said, 'It is better for me to die for having intercourse with my father-in-law than to have intercourse with Gentiles.' And she hid the fruit of her womb until the 3rd month. For then she was recognized. And on her way to be put to death, she made a declaration, saying, 'He who owns this staff and this signet ring and the sheepskin, from him I have conceived.' And her intent saved her from all danger. Now therefore, let us also do the same. And when the time of giving birth has been completed, we will not cast forth the fruit of our womb, if we are able. And who knows if God will be provoked on account of this, so as to free us from our humiliation?" And the strategy that Amram thought out was pleasing before God. And God said, "Because Amram's plan is pleasing to me, and he has not put aside the covenant established between me and his fathers, so now he who will be born from him will serve me forever. And I will do marvelous things in the house of Jacob through him, and I will work through him signs and wonders for my people that I have not done for anyone else. And I will act gloriously among them and proclaim to them my ways. And I, God, will kindle for him my lamp that will abide in him. And I will show him my covenant that no one has seen. And I will reveal to him my law and statutes and judgments. And I will burn an eternal light for him, because I thought of him in the days of old, saying, My spirit will not be a mediator among these men forever, because they are flesh, and their days will be 120 years. And Amram of the tribe of Levi went out and took a wife from his own tribe. When he had taken her, others followed him and took their own wives. And this man had one son and one daughter. Their names were Aaron and Miriam. And the Spirit of God came upon Miriam one night, and she saw a dream and told it to her parents in the morning, saying, "I have seen this night, and behold, a man in a linen garment stood and said to me, 'Go and say to your parents, behold, he who will be born from you will be cast forth into the water. Likewise, through him the water will be dried up. And I will work signs through him and save my people, and he will exercise leadership always.' And when Miriam told of her dream, her parents did not believe her. The strategy of the king of Egypt, however, prevailed against the sons of Israel, and they were humiliated and worn down in making bricks. Now Jochebed conceived from Amram and hid him in her womb for 3 months, for she could not conceal him any longer, because the king of Egypt appointed local chiefs who, when the Hebrew women gave birth, would immediately throw their male children into the river. And she took her child and made for him an ark from the bark of a pine tree, and placed the ark at the bank of the river. Now that child was born in the covenant of God and the covenant of the flesh. And when they had cast him forth, all the elders gathered and quarreled with Amram, saying, Are not these our words that we spoke? It is better for us to die without having sons than that the fruit of the womb be cast into the waters. And Abram did not listen to those who were saying these words. Now Pharaoh's daughter came down to bathe in the river, as she had seen in dreams. And her maid saw the ark, and she sent one, and she fetched it and opened it. And when she saw the boy, and while she was looking upon the covenant, that is, the covenant of the flesh, she said, "It is one of the Hebrew children." And she took him and nursed him, and he became her own son. And she called him by his name Moses. But the mother called him Melchiel. And the child was nursed and became glorious above all other men. And through him God freed the sons of Israel, as he had said. Now when the king of the Egyptians died, another king rose up and afflicted all the people of Israel. But they cried out to the Lord, and he heard them. And he sent Moses and freed them from the land of the Egyptians. God also sent upon them 10 plagues that struck them down. Now these were the plagues, that is, blood and frogs, and all manner of beasts, and hail, and the death of cattle, and locusts, and gnats, and darkness that could be felt, and the death of the firstborn. And while they were going forth from there and setting out, the heart of the Egyptians was hardened once more, and they continued to pursue them and found them by the Red Sea. And the sons of Israel cried out to their Lord and said to Moses, saying, "Behold, now the time of our destruction has come, for the sea is ahead of us, and the throng of enemies is behind us, and we are in the middle. It is for this that God has brought us forth. And these are the covenants that he established with our fathers, saying, 'To your seed will I give the land in which you dwell, that now he might do with us whatever is pleasing in his sight.'" Then, in considering the fearful situation of the moment, the sons of Israel were split in their opinions according to 3 strategies. For the tribe of Reuben and the tribe of Issachar and the tribe of Zebulun and the tribe of Simeon said, "Come, let us cast ourselves into the sea, for better for us to die in the water than to be killed by our enemies." But the tribe of Gad and the tribe of Asher and the tribe of Dan and Naphtali said, "No, but let us go back with them, and if they are willing to spare our lives, we will serve them." But the tribe of Levi, and the tribe of Judah, and that of Joseph, and the tribe of Benjamin said, "Not so, but let us take up our weapons and fight with them, and God will be with us." And Moses cried out to the Lord and said, "Lord, God of our fathers, did you not say to me, 'Go and tell the sons of Israel, God has sent me to you.' And now behold, you have brought your people to the edge of the sea, and the enemy has pursued them, but you, Lord, remember your name." And God said, "Why have you cried out to me? Lift up your rod and strike the sea, and it will be dried up." And when Moses did all this, God rebuked the sea, and the sea was dried up. And the seas of water piled up, and the depths of the earth were visible, and the foundations of the world were laid bare by the fearful din of God, and by the breath of the anger of the Lord. And Israel passed through the middle of the sea on dry ground, and the Egyptians saw this and continued following them. And God hardened their perception, and they did not know that they were entering the sea. And while the Egyptians were in the sea, God again commanded the sea and said to Moses, "Strike the sea yet once more." And he did so. And the Lord commanded the sea, and it started flowing again and covered the Egyptians and their chariots and horsemen. Now he led his people out into the wilderness for 40 years. He rained down for them bread from heaven, and brought quail to them from the sea, and brought forth a well of water to follow them. Now with a pillar of cloud he led them by day, and with a pillar of fire he gave them light by night. And in the 3rd month after the sons of Israel had gone forth from the land of Egypt, they came into the wilderness of Sinai. And God remembered his words and said, "I will give a light to the world, and illumine their dwelling places, and establish my covenant with the sons of men, and glorify my people above all nations. For them I will bring out of the eternal statutes that are for those in light, but for the ungodly a punishment." And he said to Moses, "Behold, I will call you tomorrow. Be prepared, and tell my people, for 3 days let no man approach his wife, and on the 3rd day I will speak to you and them. And afterward you will come up to me, and I will put my words into your mouth, and you will enlighten my people. For I have given an everlasting law into your hands, and by this I will judge the whole world. For this will be a testimony. For even if men say, 'We have not known you, and so we have not served you,' therefore I will make a claim upon them, because they have not learned my law. And Moses did what God commanded him, and he consecrated the people and said to them, Be prepared on the third day, because after 3 days God will establish his covenant with you. And the people were consecrated. And on the third day there were claps of thunder, and the brightness of lightning, and the sound of trumpets sounded alone. Terror came upon all the people who were in the camp, and Moses brought the people out before God. And behold, the mountains burned with fire, and the earth quaked, and the hills were disturbed, and the mountains were rolled about, and the abysses boiled, and every habitable place was shaken. And the heavens were folded up, and the clouds drew up water, and flames of fire burned. And thunderings and lightnings were many, and winds and storms roared, and stars gathered together, and the angels ran on ahead, until God should establish the law of his eternal covenant with the sons of Israel, and give his eternal commandments that will not pass away. And then the Lord spoke to his people all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who led you forth from the land of Egypt, from the house of slavery. You shall not make for yourselves graven gods, neither shall you make any abominable image of the sun and moon or any of the ornaments of heaven, nor shall you make a likeness of any of the things which are upon the earth, or of those things that crawl in the water, or upon the earth. I am the Lord your God, a jealous God, and visiting until the third and fourth generations the sins of them that sleep on the living sons of the ungodly, if they will walk in the ways of their parents, but acting mercifully for 1,000 generations to those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, lest my ways be made empty, for God detests him who takes his name in vain. Take care to sanctify the Sabbath day. Work for 6 days, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. You shall not do any work on it, you and all your help, except to praise the Lord in the assembly of the elders, and to glorify the Mighty One in the council of the older men. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and the earth, and the sea, and all things that are in them, and all the world, and the uninhabitable wilderness, and all things that labor, and all the order of heaven. And God rested on the seventh day. Therefore God sanctified the seventh day, because he rested on it. Love your father and your mother, and you shall honor them. And then your light will rise, and I will command the heaven, and it will give forth its rain, and the earth will give back fruit more quickly, and you will live many days and dwell in your land, and you will not be without sons, for your seed will not be lacking in people to dwell in it. You shall not commit adultery, because your enemies did not commit adultery against you, but you came forth with a high hand. You shall not kill, because your enemies had power over you so as to kill you, but you saw their death. You shall not be a false witness against your neighbor, speaking false testimony, lest your guardian speak false testimony against you. You shall not covet your neighbor's house or what he has, lest others should covet your land. And when the Lord ceased speaking, the people were very much afraid, because they saw the mountain burning with torches of fire, and they said to Moses, You speak to us, but do not let God speak to us, lest perhaps we die. For behold, today we know that God speaks to a man face to face, and that we may live. And now we have recognized that the earth has borne the voice of God with quaking. And Moses said to them, Do not fear, for God has come to test you, that you yourselves should come to fear him, so that you will not sin. And all people stood far off, but Moses drew near the cloud, knowing that God was there. And then God told him his statutes and his judgments, and he detained him 40 days and 40 nights. And there he commanded him many things, and showed him the tree of life, from which he cut off and took and threw into Marah. And the water of Marah became sweet. And it followed them in the wilderness 40 years, and went up to the mountain with them, and went down into the plains. And he commanded him about the tabernacle and the ark of the Lord, and about the sacrifice of burnt offerings and incense, and about setting up the table and the candlestick, and about the laver and its basin, and about the ephod and the breastplate, and about the precious stones, so that the sons of Israel might take these things. And he showed him their likeness, in order that he might make them according to the pattern that he had seen. And he said to him, Make me a sanctuary, and the tent of my glory will be among you. And Moses came down, and when he had been bathed with invisible light, he went down to the place where the light of the sun and the moon are, and the light of his face surpassed the splendor of the sun and the moon, and he did not even know this. And when he came down to the sons of Israel, they saw him, but did not recognize him. But when he spoke, they recognized him.
And he was like, it was like what happened in Egypt when Joseph recognized his brothers, but they did not recognize him. And afterward, when Moses realized that his faith had become glorious, he made a veil for himself with which to cover his face. And while he was on the mountain, the heart of the people was corrupted. And they gathered together to Aaron, saying, "Make gods for us whom we may serve, as the other nations have, because that Moses, through whom wonders were done before our eyes, has been taken away from us." And Aaron said to them, "Be patient, for Moses will come, and he will bring judgment near to us, and will illumine the law for us, and will explain from his own mouth the law of God, and set up rules for our race." And while he was speaking, they did not heed him, so that the word spoken in the time when the people sinned by building the tower might be fulfilled. When God said, "And now, unless I stop them, everything that they will propose to do, they will dare, and even worse." But Aaron, fearful because of the people were very strong, said to them, "Bring us the earrings of your wives." And each man asked his wife, and they gave them immediately. And they cast them into the fire, and they were fashioned into shape, and out came a molten calf. And the Lord said to Moses, "Hurry away from here, because the people have been corrupted and have turned aside from my ways that I commanded them. Are the promises that I promised you to your fathers when I said to them, 'To your seed I will give the land in which you dwell,' are they at an end? For behold, the people have not even entered the land yet, and are now even have the law with them, and they have forsaken me. And indeed I know that if they had entered that land, even greater iniquities would have been done. And now I too will forsake them, and I will turn again and make peace with them, so that a house may be built for me among them, a house that will be destroyed because they will sin against me. And the race of men will be to me like a drop from a pitcher, and will be reckoned like spittle." And Moses hurried down and saw the calf, and he looked at the tablets and saw that the writing was gone, and he hurried to break them. And his hands were open, and he became like a woman bearing her firstborn, who, when she is in labor, her hands are upon her chest, and she has no strength to help herself bring forth. And after 1 hour he said to himself, "Will bitterness win the day always, or will evil prevail forever? And now I will rise up and gird my loins, because even if they have sinned, what was declared to me above will not be in vain." And he arose and broke the calf and cast it into the water and made the people drink of it. And if anyone had in it his will in mind that the calf be made, his tongue was cut off. But if he had been forced by fear to consent, his face shone. And then Moses went up to the mountain and prayed to the Lord, saying, "Behold now, you, O God, who have planted this vine and set its roots into the abyss and stretched its shoots to your most high seat, look upon it and its in this time, because that vine has lost its fruit and has not recognized its cultivator. And now, if you are angry at your vine, and you uproot it from the abyss, and dry up its shoots from your most high and eternal seat, the abyss will come no more to nourish it, nor will your throne come to cool that vine of yours that you have burnt up. For you are he who is all light, and you have adorned your house with precious stones and gold, and you have sprinkled your house with perfumes and spices and balsam wood and cinnamon and roots of myrrh and costum, and you have filled it with various foods and the sweetness of various drinks. Therefore, if you do not have mercy on your vine, all things, Lord, have been done in vain, and you will not have anyone to glorify you. For even if you plant another vine, this one will not trust you, because you have destroyed the former one. For if you indeed forsake the world, then who will do for you what you say as God? And now let your anger be restrained from your vine. Rather, let what was said previously by you and what still must be said be done. And do not let your labor be in vain, and do not let your inheritance be pulled apart in humiliation." And God said to him, "Behold, I have been made merciful according to your words. Therefore, cut 2 stone tablets for yourself from the same place where you cut the former ones, and rewrite them on them the commandments that were on the first ones." And Moses hastened and did everything that God commanded him. And he went down and made the tent of meeting, and its vessels, and the ark, and the lamp, and the table, and the altar of holocausts, and the altar of incense, and the ephod, and the breastplates, and the precious stones, and the laver, and the basins, and everything that was shown to him. And he arranged all the vestments of the priests, the belt and the robe and the headdress and the golden plate and the holy crown and the oil for anointing priests and the priests themselves he consecrated. And when he was done, the cloud covered them all. Then Moses called to the Lord, and God spoke to him from the tent of meeting, saying, This is the law of the altar, according to which you will sacrifice to me and pray for your own souls. Now regarding what you will offer to me, from the cattle offer the calf and the sheep and the goat, but from the birds the turtle dove and the dove. And if there be leprosy in your land, and the leper be cleansed, they will take for the Lord two live chicks and cedar wood and hyssop and scarlet, and he will approach the priest, and he will kill one chick but keep the other alive, and he will give orders to the leper in all matters that I have commanded in my law.